her decisions on a different concept of reality than I was basing my decisions on. But of course, I understand people pretty well. I could have gotten along with them on some basis. I can be diplomatic and so on. I could have submitted to the changes they would inevitably ask for, pocket the money they were offering me, and say that this is much less distasteful than washing dishes, and certainly a lot more lucrative to me. And when I couldn't stand it any longer, then I could leave. But what would it have brought me? What I have to offer the market would have been perverted so that I could never show it to anyone as a sample of my work and say, this is what I have to offer you. I would be neither the person I wanted to be or the kind of person I wanted to associate with, all things considered. Instead, to make a similar amount of money to cover the things that I wanted to get, I chose to offer this course to a different market entirely. Now, as it turns out, I'm making slightly less money than I would have made there, despite the fact that this offering of the course did turn out to be financially very profitable. And I'm working a few more hours to get it. But where do I go from here? And where would I have gone from there? The contacts that are being made here, the advertising of myself as I really want to be, these things are going to produce far more in the not very distant future than any other situation could. The other situation would have led only to more of the same, of having to make further decisions as to whether I want to compromise my ideas even further, because these are the kind of people that will come along and offer me things as a result of that, if I even do a good job of offering compromised material. And look at the consumption value to me of being here tonight instead of off in another classroom advising young men how they can get the government to benevolently bestow upon them a license to do business. Think how happy that would have made me, and what a great sense of well-being it would have given me. Every individual will inevitably decide what is the best situation he can hope to obtain in life. He's inevitably going to base his conduct on what he believes is possible in life, not what he believes would be nice if the world were other than it is. So throughout this course, you're going to be asking yourself this question: what is possible as we view different areas of life? What is the maximum happiness I'm capable of experiencing? What is the most durable, free from discomfort situation I can get into? And how will I get there? Now, perhaps it will be evident before the course is over just how to determine what is possible and what isn't, where you should settle for what appears to be reality and where you should hold out for something better. But for the moment, we can see that the optimum situation is to be dealing with those who have like values, people who derive their happiness in substantially the same way that you do, and people who see reality then in the same way that you do. And secondly, to have started from zero so that your decisions are being made to give you positive well-being instead of decisions being made to avoid further discomfort, to lessen the discomfort from situations that you have entered unrealistically, situations where you have made yourself vulnerable to others and now you are simply trying to minimize the vulnerability after the fact, minimize the unpleasantness. And I would like you to believe that such a situation is possible, that you can deal with others of like value, and you can deal from a framework where your decisions are being made positively at any given time, saying, what can I do now to increase my happiness, rather than what can I do now to avoid making things worse? If you haven't seen that possibility yet, it's only because you haven't put yourself in a position where you can view it directly and where the right kind of people can view you. Look around at the people I get to deal with. There are differences in values between us, of course. Small differences in all of us and large differences in some of us. But to me, this is living, to be able to deal all the time with the kind of people that are in this room. I have had the pleasure in the last couple of months of selling the enrollments for this course by calling people that I could talk directly to, people who did not think they required gimmicks, people who did not require a lot of hot air and so forth, people who, for the most part, are good decision makers. Obviously, they feel they can improve that or they wouldn't be here, just as I feel I can improve it or I wouldn't be here. But I have not had to even try to fool myself into thinking that I have to use pressure or gimmicks or evade questions in order to get their enrollments. Or let me phrase that more precisely. With these people, it was even more obvious that such things would be meaningless. I felt no pressure in discussing these things with them, no tension, and I trust that they didn't, because it was not my intention to put a single person in the position of feeling pressured. Those that I exerted a special effort on, and maybe even positively encouraged to take the course, were those whom I personally